So the National Fruit Collections is part of a set of genetic resource collections around the UK. The collections at Brogdale specifically focus on fruit and top fruit, apples, pears, plums, cherries, and some bush fruit, so currants and gooseberries. The collections are owned by DEFRA as part of the genetic resource collection of the UK, and the University of Reading are responsible for the scientific curation and maintenance of the collections. At Reading, we have a programme of scientific research based around improving the utility of the collections with a view of making the collections more usable to the research and breeding community, with a focus on developing or offering the opportunity and the resources to develop fruit for the future and the new varieties that will be able to tackle the challenges of changing climate, market differences, novel pest and disease problems, and so on. The collection's a field collection, which means, in different to the seed collections, for instance, the Millennium Seed Bank and so on, it's a field collection of living trees. We have two trees of each variety, and they're planted in rows and columns, numbered positions, and they're planted two trees per variety next to each other. We have a wide range of different morphological traits of apples, colours, skin types, sizes, shapes, along with a range of different seasons of fruit. For instance, the apple collection at Brogdale will be starting picking with varieties like Stark's Earliest at the very start of August, and we'll have varieties that will still be ripening up till mid-November, maybe even into December, and varieties that have the potential to store until April, May the following year, potentially. The value of the collection is that it contains a wide range of varieties, and with that genetic diversity that forms a basis where we can use to, and breeders and researchers can use to adapt agricultural crops, in this case fruit crops, for the future, with a view of being able to address the challenges of things like changing climates, different pest and disease problems, and market changes.